Page 156. Tales of Climate Change.
She'd heard a myth, from Hannah, of course, that Canada once held the third richest reserve of fresh water in the world. Canada used to have clean, sparkling lakes, deep enough for people to drown in. That was before the unseasonal storms and floods. Before the rivers dried up and scarred the landscape in a network of snaking corpses. Before Lake Ontario became a giant tailings pond. Before Canada Corp shut off Niagara Falls, then came into everyone's home and cemented their taps shut for not paying the water tax. When that happened, her mother secretly set up rainwater catchers on her property. Collecting rainwater was illegal because the rain belonged to Canada Corp. When Raytheon and the WMA diverted the rain to the USA, her cistern dried up, and they had to resort to getting their water from the rationed public water taps that cost the equivalent of $20 a glass in water credits. It didn't matter if you were rich. No one got more than 2 liters a day. Hilda and her mother hadn't seen a good rain in over a decade. Lake Ontario turned into a mud puddle, like Erie before it.
Dan Bloom and Bruce Mayer, Canadian Tales of Climate Change, 2017.